late. I'm not sure if we're going to get through all the makoros, since we are a little late, but... okay. See friendly faces in the crowd, so good to greet you all and to wish you in advance a Chag Kosher Sameach. So, as we move towards Chag HaMatzos, it's incumbent upon us to understand what exactly it is that we are preparing for and celebrating the upcoming Chag. So I thought that we would begin and try to focus on one aspect of the special status of the Isser of Chametz on Pesach. It's understood that when you analyze the Isser Chametz, we focus so much on Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, and it's almost a kind of paranoia, you know, that surrounds the whole process of making sure that our homes are bayis baduk, and at a proper halachic paranoia, in fact. But the question is, what is it about the Isser Chametz, really, that provokes this kind of passion, good passion? But what is it that we're supposed to internalize about the concept of Chametz, both halachically and by extension hashkafically, you know, which justifies the kind of focus that it receives. So if we just take a step back for a moment, on the one hand, the Pasuk tells us that lo yachel chametz, chametz should not be eaten on Pesach, and we know that the chametz qualifies as macholas asuros and isuri hanah, it's something which is prohibited to be eaten and even to derive any kind of pleasure therefrom. And from that point of view, it's tempting. I think I need that. Oh, you could take that, but I don't think it's going to help you for this year. I think it provides us with, you know, the background and the framework, you know, to begin our analysis, because chametz is not the only macholas asuros, and it's not the only isurei hanah in Dinei Torah. Therefore, we begin with, as we should, with a more universal perspective. The Rambam has Hilchos Macholas Asuros, in which he discusses all different types of Macholas Asuros and Isurei Hanah. And the question is, where does Chametz fit into that, practically and conceptually? We could highlight this by that issue itself. It's interesting that while the Rambam treats in Hilchos Macholas Asuros a variety of different Isurei Achila Vahanah, some in the world of Zroim, some in the world of Kadshim, many in our daily life, the questions of Kashrus, of course, and so on. He has only a very brief reference to Chametz v'Pesach, something which we'll discuss in a couple of minutes. When he wants to discuss the Iser Mashu of Chametz v'Pesach, so the Rambam says that the reason that Chametz is not bato like every other Macholas Asuros normally is because it comes under the rubric of Dover Sheishal Matirin, which we'll talk about. Since if you were to wait it out, it would become a mutter after Pesach was over. Therefore, you don't have the right to employ the dinim of bittul in order to use it or to nullify it or neutralize it on Pesach itself. But aside from basically that reference, the Rambam deals with the din of chametz and hilchos chametz matzah and sefer zmanim, as we would expect that he would. But there's much less overlap than we would have anticipated in Hilchos Macholas Asuros. When it comes to other dinim, for example, the Rambam speaks about many of the Zroim Macholas Asuros in Sefer Zroim, but still, he speaks about their Macholas Asuros applications very much also in Hilchos Macholas Asuros. So, on the one hand, the Rambam, by engaging in, you know, unique classification, giving Chametz its own section, by describing it as Hilchos Chametz U'matzah, he didn't call it Hilchos HaSeder or Hilchos Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The Rambam already is pretty much underscoring that, number one, Chametz is a critical component of the Chag, and by practically ignoring it in Hilchos Macholas Asuros, he's mostly telling us that it's a very unique Macholas Asuros and should not be looked at only against the background of larger Macholas Asuros. The question is, what do we make of this? Basically, we could put our finger on three approaches to the Isser of Chametz, and we should try to understand their implications and whether there's some way to combine these three approaches. The first approach is the idea that Chametz is unique in that it is more kal in one respect. Namely, Chametz is something which is mutter all year round, with the exception of the Beis HaMikdash, where when it comes to Menachos, Chametz is prohibited, with two very prominent exceptions, the Korban Shtei Halechem and the Korban Toda. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Menachos cannot be brought Chametz. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the status of Chametz, Chalos Chametz, we might say, basically does not exist, with the exception of the 7 days of Pesach, in Chutz La'aretz, 8 days. There is no Chametz outside of the world of the Mikdash all year round. It's an Iser Zman in the most practical sense. It's something which basically comes into existence, bursts into existence in the Midoraisa at Chatzos, Erev Pesach, but the Gemara derives from Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbisu Se'or Mivateichem, that Bayom HaRishon refers to Erev Pesach, not the first day of Pesach, not Yom Tov Rishon. That's the Gemara's Limud in the first parak of Pesachim, and that the word Ach basically splits the day, something which we don't have anywhere else, that Chatzos in the middle of the day, you know, is a halachically significant a point of transition. So at Chatzos, on what we call Erev Pesach or Erev Chag HaMatzos, all of a sudden Chametz becomes a Chalos. It becomes halachically significant. It's significant in the context of the Korban Pesach, which is brought. You're not allowed to have Chametz in your Rishus during that Krav of the Korban Pesach. And more importantly for us, that's when Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu Se'or Mivateichem, the mitzvah of Tashbisu starts, and you're obligated to get rid of your chametz, whatever Tashbisu means, which is not our topic today. So at Chatzos, Midoraisa, there's a shame chametz. But until that point, there is, of course, the ingredient of chametz, and we've been working, I'm sure very diligently already for several weeks, you know, to neutralize the chametz in our homes and to create a bais baduk. But minat Torah, there's no chalos chametz. So one way to look at it is that basically chametz is an iser kal, not in terms of the aveira, but in terms of, you know, looking at this as a cheftishol iser. For example, some rishonim always talk about macholas asuros as having a spiritual, physiological component. What Ramban sometimes refers to as timtum aleib. If you eat, non-kosher food or nevela, etc., spiritually that affects you as well. Torah prohibited these substances for good reason. It's hard to speak about timtum aleib when you're talking about chametz. It's the staple of our diet all year round. If at Chatzos, Erev Pesach, all of a sudden there's something called chalos chametz, right? It doesn't seem to turn into macholos asuros of nosar and pigul and tamei and non-kosher food and nevela and so on. And for this reason, it may halachically be what we call an Iser Zman, something which ebbs and flows. It becomes Aser for several days of the year. It returns to a state of Heter. We can anticipate its Heter even when it's Aser, even as we can anticipate its Iser when it's Mutter. It's something which has a very small shelf life, but something which is part of its own cycle. So, for example, the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim and also in Avodah Zarah speaks about when you require in order to remove a blias iser, when do you require libun? You have to burn out really the chefta shal iser from the blia, from the dofnei akli. And when is it sufficient to do it on the basis of hagala, using boiling water? So the Gemara came up with a formula in both of these places. The Gemara says that when it comes to something, for example, like nosar, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to, cook the meat of the korban. When they cooked it, it was behetera, right? And then a few days later, if they left it over, it became nosar. Or in the defanos akli, if they didn't get rid of it, so there was nosar in the dofan akli. So the Gemara says, that's called hetera bala, because at the time that it was balea in the kli, it was a dvar heter. And when you have hetera bala, unlike isura bala, the Gemara gives the example of arzara, or some intrinsic objective of macholas asuros, so in order to remove it from the dofnei akli, it's enough to do hagala. You don't need to do lipa. So the Rishonim discussed the following question. What is the status of chametz v'pesach? Is chametz v'pesach, which was cooked or baked or whatever it was in the defanos akli, when it was heter all year round, is that considered hetera bala? And now, even in the context, let's say, of Pesach itself, it would be sufficient to neutralize it by means of Haggadah, just like Nosar? Or is it like an intrinsic Isser, and you're obligated to do Libun, which is a much more difficult process? In other words, is Chametz a Teira Bala or Isura Bala? So many of the Achronim explain, the Rav Zatzal used to explain it this way as well, that this depends how we look at the Isser of Chametz. If we look at Chametz as something which is fundamentally an Isser Zman, meaning even when Chametz is Asur, we know that it used to be Mutter, and we know that it's going to be Mutter again. And of course, when the Blia took place, the absorption into the Kli, it was Beheter. So then it's Hetera Bala. That's the view of the Balei Tosfos, who say that it's enough to do Hagalim. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban says you cannot compare Chametz to Nosar, and there could be two elements of this. After all, Nosar was Heter Gamor, and it wasn't even Nosar. When I cook the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, right, when I cooked it and it was Nichnas B'dofnei Akli, that absorption, it didn't have a shame Nosar, it had a shame Basar Kadshin. It's only a day later, 2 days later, whatever it is, that now, in retrospect, there's Chepta Shel Nosar in the Defanos of the Kli. But if I cook Chametz or bake Chametz, and it's in the Dafnos HaKli, it's still Chametz. It's true. Then it was Chametz Shel Heter. Now it's Chametz Shel Iser. But the shame Chametz is there, as opposed to Nosar, where Nosar only was created after the moment of the Blia. So the Ramban basically says, gets the Balei Tosfos, that Chametz is called Isura Bala, and since it's Isura Bala, you require Libun. The similar machlokas with regard to the also consequential issue in Yoredeya, which we're not going to discuss in detail, called not bar not, no same tam, bar no same tam. We're not going to go into the details right now, but once again, the Rishonim distinguish when it comes to no same tam, bar no same tam, whether or not that's a problem or not, between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala, and they debate, already the Balei Tosfos and the Mordechai, this is translated into different poskim in Shulchan Aruch, both on the issue of Libun and Hagala, as well as not Barnad, is Chametz in the category of Hetera Bala or Isura Bala? Because on the one hand, again, when it was Nivla B'dofnei Akli, it was certainly Heter. On the other hand, it was B'shem Chametz. Did it have a Shem Chametz? Is the Shem Chametz of all year round the same as the Shem Chametz on Pesach? Is this Hetera Bala? Is it Isura Bala? I'll give you another example, just to highlight this. The Gemara has a discussion, which we're going to be analyzing a little more fully in a moment, between Chizkiah and Rav Avoh. How do you know in general that something is prohibited as Isur Hana? Right? So the Gemara goes back and forth to try to analyze different Macholos Asuros and Isur Hana to try to figure out what the criteria is. When is something only prohibited from eating, and when is it also attained the right more prohibited status of Isurei Hana. So the Gemara, back and forth, is discussing this issue. And the Gemara says, well, maybe Chametz is different, because Chametz, after all, is Mutter all year round. And the fact that it's Mutter all year round may have consequence on the severity and nature of its Isur on Pesach itself. And the Mechilta discusses this even more fully in Parshas Bo. Namely, does the fact that Chametz is Mutter all year round, does that determine that it is a more kal Isur Hanar, more kal Macholos Asuros, when it comes to the question of Chametz on Pesach? And surely this is one perspective, a perspective which all of us can understand. We're going to be discussing again in a little more detail in a couple of minutes the question of Chatzi Shir, but just to highlight again this perspective, the Gemara says in Masechet Yuma that there's a debate whether Chatzi Shir is Asur min HaTorah or Mutter min HaTorah. Normally, in order to violate Macholos Asuros, you have to eat a Kezayis. If you eat Nosar or Pigol or non-kosher food or Nevela or whatever it is, or Chodosh or whatever prohibited substance, generally speaking, Yom Kippur is an exception. There's a din of Kosevas Agasa because the Torah doesn't speak about Yom Kippur in terms of Achila, but rather Lo Se'uneh. But generally speaking, the shear is kezayis. And if you eat less than kezayis, so the Gemara says in Yuma, there's a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was of the opinion that chatzi shear is mutter min HaTorah, and Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, says chatzi shear is asur min HaTorah. That's the psak that we have. So we'll get to this in more detail in a few minutes, but the Rambam if you look here in our sheets, So the Rav here in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, I'm guessing this is probably going to be on. How does this work here? Oh, this is page one. Okay, good. Yeah. So the Rambam on page three, okay, says.
Which number?
One second. Yeah. Maybe you got the wrong one here. Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second, actually. Good, good, good. The Rambam here is. Okay, I take it back. On page page 5. Okay, sorry. So the Rambam says in see number 18. They did a much better job than I did. I gave it to them without numbers. The Rambam Hukas Macholas Asuras, Perek Gedalid. The Rambam says, Kol Yisur Macholas Shebetor Shiyurim Bekezayis Beinoni Bein Lamalkas Bein Lakaris Bein Lamisa Bidei Shamayim V'kvar B'yamnu Shekolim B'chuyiv Karis Lamisa Bidei Shamayim Al-Machol Loke. And then in halacha base, he says, "V'shiur zem kol ha'shiurim halacha l'moshe mi'sinai heim all the shiurim halacha l'moshe mi'sinai v'asur min ha'Torah lecha kol shehu midaber ha'asur." And min ha'Torah, you're not allowed to eat even a little bit amount. Aval ein aloka el al kezayis. That's the Rambam shita. The chati shiur is asur min ha'Torah. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan. So then we would expect that when applying this halacha to chametz, what should the Rambam do? You should say the chametz is asur even if you eat less than the shear. And why is it asur? Because chatzi shear is asur min haTorah. The Gemara Numa derives it from kol chelev. It says kol chelev, any amount of chelev is asur. Instead, the Rambam does half of what we thought, but not the other half. Ha'ochel number 19. Ha'ochel min haChametz atzma b'Pesach kol shehu hareza asur min haTorah. Sheneimar lo yeyachel chametz. Yafal pichein eno chayiv karis a carbon elal kashir shu kazayis va'ochel pachas mikazayis amezid makinos amakas bardas. So the Rambam does indeed paskin that if you eat less than a shear of chametz, that is asur min haTorah. But surprisingly, the Rambam produces a new makar. Actually, the makar which appears on the title of our shear today, and we'll have to see whether that's a coincidence or not. Lo yeyachel chametz. So the mefarshim are bothered by this, not the Magid Mishnah. If you look at number 20, Ha'ocha min haChametz Atzmo, Magid Mishnah says, Perek Yom HaKippurim B'Yoma, Chatzi Shir Rav Yochanan Asur min haTorah, Reish Lakish Omer Mutar V'Kayim Elan K'Rav Yochanan, V'Hu Klal L'Kol Machol Asur Shabbatorah. The Magid Mishnah ignores the Chiddush of the Rambam, namely the fact that the Rambam quotes a separate pasuk for Chatzi Shir Asur min haTorah when it comes to Chametz. Instead, he says, oh, this is the Rambam. He paskins this way in Macholos Asuros. He's simply applying a general rule to chametz. But by saying that, the Magid Mishnah kind of provokes a little bit of counter pressure because we just read the Rambam and we saw that he found it necessary to quote a separate pasuk, which is what was noticed by the Ramach already, which I don't have here, but the Kesef Mishnah as well. Kesef Mishnah says, "Ha'ocha min haChametz Atzmo Pesach Kosheli." This is number 21. Lama li kra b'chametz v'pesach ha'b'kol isurin shabbatorah kaimel an chatzi shir asur min haTorah. This is a universal rule. Why does the Rambam need a separate pasuk? So we're going to get back to this later, but I just wanted, for our purposes right now, to zero in on what the Mishnah Lamelech says. So if you go back to page 3, it wasn't completely wrong, number 4, it says here, Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchos Chametz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah Melech says, "Lefize yeshli tmar rabenu, lameli kra bechametz v'pesach, habekoli surin shevetorah kaibel and chatzishir also min haTorah." The same question that the Kesef Mishnah asks. He says, "Why do you need a separate pasuk to teach you something that is true in every single macholos asuras?" The su, the imik kra ipcha hablel melef mina, the lo yeachel shirachi lamashma, ukvar hikshukein ze maran the Kesef Mishnah v'nicha b'tzarachiyum. Kesef Mishnah already asked this question, as we read, and this is very difficult. So then, I was interested in right now in the Mishnah Lamelech's answer. V'ra'isi la'rab marlnach, b'tshuva simen nun alef, t'huk shalo kushas maran, halazu, he was bothered by this question, v'tirets. The iser chametz, The lo dami lechelev to misham lam duchat shir asur mishum dechelev asur liolam. V'lahayelo shas heter mashen ke bchametz shemutar korma pesach. V'lachein hutzrach pasuk b'fnei atzva bchametz liisachat shir. What is the Mishnah Melech quoting? That maybe the reason that the Rambam needed a pasuk, even though he holds chatzis shir as asur min hatorah and kol hatorah kula, is because you might have thought that chametz is more kal than other isurim. Why? Because it's mutter all year round. It was mutter a half an hour ago, right? Therefore, maybe the regular din of chatzis shir is a din of cheftes shel macholos asur, an objective intrinsic isur, which is always asur, not an isur zman. The holy the Rab Mizeh, and there's an afkamina. Maybe the Isur Chametz, according to the Rambam of Chatzishir, is only on Pesach itself, only on Chag HaMatzos itself, meaning from Yontif. Meaning, even though you're not allowed to eat Chametz, and especially, but you should know, everybody agrees, with the exception of one, Balamor, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that you are not allowed to eat Chametz after Chatzos Erev Pesach. But Rabbi, the Rambam happens to paskin also like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that after Chatzos, there's also a lav and malchus if you eat chametz erev Pesach, what we call erev Pesach. You don't get karetz, but you get malchus. So the chiddush of the Malnach is that even though, according to the Rambam, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, erev Pesach there's a separate lav to eat chametz, maybe the Easter of Chatzishir, which is derived from lo yeachel, which really only starts at night, I mean when Yantif begins, not Erev, that will apply only from nighttime. So this isn't just a theoretical, you know, abstraction. Oh, maybe the Rambam needs a pasuk because the regular universal din would not have been known. According to Maronach, he actually thinks that there's an afkamina and that there'll be a chametz in which there will be no iser chatzishir. Okay. So all of this highlights this first approach, which is the approach that says chametz is an iser zman. Number one, not everybody agrees with that. There are going to be nafkaminas and especially a bunch of kulas associated with it. What are the kulas? A terabala, no nafarnat, right? You'll be able to do hagala, not libun. And according to this Mishnah Melech, chatzishir needs a separate pasuk, and maybe chatzishir is only going to be restricted to Yontif itself. And indeed, if you look at Tosus in the beginning of the Masechta, the first answer, first Tosus in the Masechta, the Masechta begins, as everybody knows, with the Dinim of Bedikas Chametz, a topic in its own right. And the Bali Tosus jump in right away and ask the question, why is there a Drabanan? Bedikas Chametz usually is considered Drabanan, right? Why is there such a phenomenon, even Drabanan? After all, we don't find Bedikas Chametz in Chadash. Bedikas Chadash, we don't find Bedikas Pigul or Nevela, right? This is what Tosis asks. Or Larbasa Bodkin is a Chametz, Pirsha Kuntris, Shalalav Rabbi Rabbi Matze, the Kashalari, Kibin the Tzarech Bittul, Kidamber Begamara Bodak Tzarech Shivatel, Umidarais, the Bittul Bialma Sogia, Mayat Shrihu Chacham and Bedika Klau. What is the purpose of the institution of Bedika? The Gemara says that you need to do Bittul Chametz, whatever that means, whatever Bittul is. And that neutralizes the violation of Bayira Bayimatsa.
What number are you?
I'm on number one. Right? Under one, which would be on page two, of course. The Nira Lari, so the Bali Tosis give answers to this question. For the moment, to build up this idea, it's one of the first option, I want to talk about the first answer. The Nira Lari, Afa Gav, the Sogi, Bebito Biyamu, Chmiru, Chachamim, Livde, Chachamim, Tzolabaro, Shelo Yavo, Le'ochlo. Even though midrabana, imidaraisa, you only need bittul, and you have to do bittul anyway, the purpose of bedikas chametz is to preclude eating the chametz. It's a kind of a siag. The chain mashma lekaman, the boy rava, kikar bishmei kora, odima zimna denafa b'asir lemichlei, this idea that bedikas chametz is to preclude eating it. And then he adds, v'atam shechmiru kan tvei mibishari surayana, why are we so worried that you're going to eat this macholos asuras asurayana? There are plenty of macholos asuras asurayana out there, and we don't have the equivalent of bedikas chametz. So he explained, tvei mibshari asurayana, shelo tzricho levaram, there's no requirement of biur, there's no sreifa, there's no ba'yiraya, there's no isur to have it in your possession, right? Mishum de chametz mutar kol hashana, velo nesar rak bepesach. Chametz is only an Issa's man. It's not prohibited other than these 7, or chutz laretz, 8 days. And then Tosis makes it into a psychological point rather than a legal one. Velo bedili minei, and people just don't take it seriously enough because they say, listen, this is a staple of our diet all year round. What's so terrible? All of a sudden it became anathema, it became a noxious substance. You know, at Achilek time, at Chatzos, Erev Pesach. So they won't take it seriously. Kedama lekaman, v'ladama lebasa b'chala, v'orla lekalaya karen, etc. Basically, what I'm trying to show is with regard to Tosis addressing not only Bedika, but Bedika and Biur, Tosis saying, why all these trappings, these phenomena, these kumras regarding chametz? The first perspective is, it's the kulas of chametz and the chumras of chametz flow from a single point, and that is that chametz is an iser zman. It isn't aser kol hashana. This first perspective says that's a kula. Why are there so many chumras? There are chumras to overcompensate. Because lo bedili in shuminei, because it seems to people that it's more kal, and maybe in some respects it is more kal, therefore the iser side required reinforcement, and therefore you have drabanans that reinforce, presumably you also have daraisas that reinforce. Certainly the iser mashuhu can be understood this way. Maybe even some of the Doraisas, the Kares and other things, are a function of a Doraisa idea of Lobedili Inchi Mine. However, that's only one perspective, and it seems as if there is an equally opposite perspective as well.
They treat it less seriously, or just by nature, people don't forget, they'll eat it.
Both, could be both. I mean, yeah, we find different formulations of it. But this lo bedili minei means that they'll forget. It could be either, really. You know, either out of carelessness and forgetfulness. I was eating this till an hour ago. Or in some cases, they just don't take it seriously. We find both formulations in the Rishon. Okay. On the other hand, as I mentioned before, not everybody agrees that chametz is considered to be an iser zman. Now again, it's unquestionable that lemaisa you're allowed to eat chametz all year round, right? But there's a legal issue, a legal question, and that is, when we speak about chametz on Pesach, what is the relationship between that chametz and the chametz which was mutter previously? Or to use, again, the Rav Zatzal's terminology, instead of looking at chametz as an iser zman, perhaps we should see it as an iser olam, as an absolute iser. But the way to understand that is to suggest that when Chatzos, Erev Pesach, comes around until Motzai Yom Tov, right, when Pesach is over, there is an Oser, and subsequently that is followed by a Matir. In other words, as long as the period of Pesach applies, Chametz is also Legamri. It was Osered at that point, and it was Matired. In other words, its status as being mutter before it and mutter after is irrelevant to its stature as an iser during Pesach. Another way to say this might be to say, based on what I said before, that outside of the world of karbanos, right, there is no chalos chametz. There's no such thing as chametz and matzah outside of the world of the mikdash all year round. Lu yitzuyer there was, then chametz would be aser. The significance of chametz vis-a-vis matzah only applies during these 7.5 days of the year. But whenever there is a concept of chametz, right, as differentiated from matzah, it's asur and it's an iser olam. In other words, if that's the case, then the shaka v'tari, the gemara, about maybe chametz being different because it's an iser zman and so on, is all a havamina. And the bedili in shiminei issues of the Gemara are all, as you said before, in different ways, psychological. They don't reflect the actual status of chametz and Pesach. They reflect how people look at it, but they're wrong. And in fact, according to this perspective, what you might say is that chametz is actually more chamor than other isurim. The fact that you could take something which is mutar kol hashana, and all of a sudden, when it comes to Pesach, we're more machmir, right, shows you that during this period of time, the message of chametz is simply absolutely incompatible with the concept of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And indeed, as we said before, There are Rishonim who think that chametz is in the category of Isura Bala. Ramban holds that with regard to the requirement of Libun versus Hagala, there are Rishonim and Poskim who suggest that this is true with regard to the problem of Nat Barnat, and so on. And indeed, that might be the pshat in the second day of Tosas that we just began with. Again, back to number one. The first answer of Tosas was, the reason that there's Bedika and all these things is because it's an Isur Zman, and Lo Bedili in Shimine. But then Tosas says, Inami, this is right in the middle of the piece, you see Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it's the line below that, Shaini Chamet Shechmira Botora, Lavor Bebayiro Vayimatze, Hechmiru Chachamim, Libdok Ulevaro, Afilohecha De Bitlo, Mishum Dilma Asa Lemichla. Tosas says exactly, it goes in the exact opposite direction. The reason that we're machmir about bedikas chametz is not because chametz is or seems to be more kal, it's because chametz is more chomer than a regular macholos asuros. And what reflects its chomer? Fascinating. Valyura bayimatze. Because where else do we find that even the presence of substance, you know, is objectionable? That you can't eat it, that you can't derive pleasure from it. We have plenty of Macholos Asuros and Isurena. But Chametz as a presence which is incompatible, that's almost unique. Now, Filofitam Achron, and then he goes further to highlight this even more, but near the Rajva, the Rashmi Shantz explained, Now, Filofitam Achron, Tzorach Lomar, Dechmiru Chachamim, Bekol Chametz, Afilu Bechametz Nukshav, Validei Tarobes, Afagav, the Lake of Balyarot. Which means, without going into too much detail, basically, what Tosa says is, don't tell me now, since I linked the obligation of bedikas chametz with the chumrah of bayra bayimatzeh, so you might think if there's a category of chametz in which there's no iser bayra bayimatzeh, there shouldn't be bedikas chametz for it either. So the Balei Tosas, against Rashi and against the Rambam, happened to think that tarovetz chametz, a mixture of chametz, or chametz nuksha, chametz which is not edible by to human beings, that those two categories do not violate Bayra Bayimatzeh. Does that mean that there's no din of bedikas chametz? So Tosfos says, no, there is. Because when I made the comment about the connection between Bayra and bedika, I didn't mean to say that bedika is directly connected or correlated with Bayra. What I meant was, I want to prove that chametz, far from being kal, is more chomer than other isurin. The way that I'm proving that is from Bayura Bayimatzai. Now, if technically there's no Bayura in a certain kind of chametz, but it still has a shem chametz, the chumers are still going to apply. Maybe not Bayura, but Bedika, Biur, and so on. So the Balei Tosas here are suggesting the idea that maybe, really, chametz, dafka, because it is asur during this period of year, and mutter all year round, dafka makes it more chamor, perhaps, not less chamor. I think, however, that there's a middle position in here, which takes into account both of these elements, more to the second side than the first, and which really captures the singular character of Isur Chametz. Any more question?
Yeah. Is there such a notion as Bayurai Midrabanan?
Yeah, there might be Midrabanan, but we're dealing with, you know, the nature of Chametz Daraisa here, even though it's reflected by things like Bedikas Chametz. Yeah, the Bedikas Chametz reflects
it. Anyway.
Right, but it reflects because it. They're saying, why did we make such a takana here and not in other Daraisas to protect them? The answer is because the Daraisa here is different. So you're right, it is on the day Bedikas Chametz that we're highlighting it, but it's more than that. If you look at the Radvaz, which we also have here on page one, right? Shutra Advaz Chelik, very fascinating piece. He asks the question of Balei Tosas in a much more extensive way. Sha'alta, mimeni, odiacha dati ma nishtana, which of course is a cute play on the Haggadah. Ma nishtana chametz Pesach, you can almost sing it. Mikoli surin shebetoga, right? Shechmira lav Torah la'atricho bedika, right? But here it's not only bedika. Why do you need bedika? The saruth, points Rabbi, you have to burn it. The kalei, the gambitol, v'osifu chachamim la'atzricha b'dika b'chorin v'bestakin, v'lechape sachar v'lesharish also mikol gavula, v'avra alav b'ayra b'ayimatze, v'asru b'kol shehu, v'enu v'zbatol klal, v'chumers ke'elo lo nimtzu b'kol yisurin shebetorah. Dimishim de'ispe kares, you'll say because it's kares, chela v'dames kares, imishim d'asur ba'anah, harei kelaya kerem v'shoran iskal, v'kamer yisurin ha'anah shalach mir ha'torah b'hem kolkach, The practical point of people not, you know, being careful enough because they're used to eating it. Hariyayim lenazir, right? Well, what's unique? Why so many chumras? Why such a special status? So I'd like to suggest, and then I'll get back to the Radbaz in the end, that the real status of chametz really flows from both of these elements, and that is reflected by its makor. Torah uses the expression not lo yochal chametz, but lo yeyachel. And as we know, in terms of the diktuk, lo yeyachel is not a typical usage when it comes to isra achila. It focuses very much not on the act of achila, but on the achila sachetza. The way that a person relates to chametz on Pesach is such that he has to be distant from its being consumed. How is that reflected? And what are its implications? So let's look quickly, particularly at Chitas HaRambam. We don't have that much time because we started a little bit late. We'll try to finish Bizman. Let's start with the Rambam's view of... let's start with the Rambam's view of Isuri Hana. Okay. The Gemara in Masachet Tzachim.
We have this here somewhere. Just 1 second. Okay.
Chaf Aleph Beis, number 5. Quotes a debate between Chizkia and Rabbavo. Chizkia was of the opinion, Omar Chizkia, Minayin Chametz of Pasach Shasav Hana, Shenemar Lo Yeachel Chametz, our exact pasuk. Right? How do you know that chametz is a prohibited v'ana? It says lo yachel chametz. Lo yehei bo heter achila. Interesting limud. Lo yachel chametz refers to isur ana. That's what Chizkiah says. Lo yehei bo heter achila. If you look at Rashi, the next piece, Rashi says mashma lo yehei bo heter hamevi lidei shum achila. Yistamanos lidei achila heimbos. Shalokeach bedamim dvar machal. Rashi, can't blame Rashi because it's a difficult gemara. But Rashi basically says, this is a kind of an oblique connection. It's a pragmatic connection. Namely, if you're allowed to you take it to the store and cash it in, then you'll end up taking the money and buying something and eating something with it. So in a way, lo yachel chametz lo yehei bo heter achila means your chametz should not be the basis, shouldn't be feeding you food. That doesn't mean anything more than that. The Rashash and other, well really the Rebbe and Chaim Meloniel, suggest it means something different. It means in a way that lo yehei heter achila, there are different levels of achila. And hana is a form of achila. The Rambam actually says this, we can't go into detail right now, in Sefer HaMitzvos, a very famous passage about basar b'chalav, talks about achila and hana being two sides of the same coin. Sometimes you can't eat something, and sometimes, you know, deriving pleasure from it is a form of eating. I would argue, and I'll explain in a moment, that lo yachel, when the focus is on not your personal act of eating, but the chametz not being eaten, that's what lo yehei bo heter achila really is all about. Anyways, we'll get to this in a second. The Gemara, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tava the kasav rak mara lo yachel chametz. Hello, kasav lo yachel. Hava, meaning yisra achila mashma, yisra no the mashma. If not for this limit of lo yachel, chametz would be mutter v'ana. Upligi d'rabavo. D'rabavo. Komokam shenemar lo yachel, lo yochel, sorry. Bad. Lo yochel, lo tochel, lo tochlu. Echad isra achila, echad isra hanav v'mashma. Adchi, farid l'cha kasav, kider shapir l'cha b'nevei. Rav Avoh says, whenever the Torah says, don't eat something, right, that incorporates an isra hana until the Torah tells you otherwise. In other words, stam isra achila includes isra hana. Chizkiah says it's not true. Isra achila is isra achila. You always need a separate limud for isra hana. That's a debate between Rav Avoh and Chizkiah. To make a long story short, how does the Rambam paskin? So look at number 7. Kol makom shenemar b'Torah lo tochel lo tochel lo yochlu. Right? Echad yisra achila, echad yisra no b'mashma. Ad sheyifrat chal kasav, keder shepirat lecha b'nevela. To make, again, longer story short, the Rambam paskins in Ilchos Macholos Asuros universally, like Rav Avohu, that whenever the Torah says lo yochal, lo tochlu, lo tochal, that includes achila and hana. Now, if that's the case, what should we expect in Hilchos Chametz Matzah? With Rambam paskins, as we do, don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that there's Isra Hana on Chametz. Where does it come from? So you would expect, because Torah says a few times, Lo Yochal Chametz, Lo Tochal Chametz, right? According to Rambam, the source for Chametz being Asur Bana is Lo Yochal, Lo Tochal. The Rambam says in Machol HaSasur that he paskins like Rambam, We should expect that he's be consistent and paskin like Rav Avohu and Hilchos Chametz. Instead, what do we get? HaChametz bePesach Perek Aleph Halacha Beis Osur Bahana Shenemar Lo Yeachel Chametz Lo Yehebo Heter Achila. Wow, Chizkia, the Nosa Kalim ask. So Chizkia agrees here. Also, that's not the way of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam didn't need to paskin like Chizkia and Hilchos Chametz, because he paskins like Rav Avohu, and that's plenty. And yet he went out of his way, and he did. Moreover, I'm going to ask another question. In the same Rambam, we have the halacha ha-meniyah of Chametz b'rishus b'pesach apa b'shalach halo over b'shnei lavin. We have the din of Bayir Abay Matzah. The Rambam couldn't find a separate halacha for Bayir Abay Matzah. He had to squeeze it in with Yisuri Hana. Total separate lav in the Torah. Two lavin, according to the Rambam. Both counted, actually. What's going on? All of a sudden, the Rambam ran out of space. He knows how to systematize and organize everywhere else. Tamua. There's an interesting Yerushalmi. The number 9. Omer avchuna b'shem Rebbe, muta l'achila l'klavim. Omer av Yossi, ma'atinan bisne kol chametz lo shaos, mantan l'shaos Rabbi Meir, omer abun rachia kume rab zera, so samaris muta l'achila l'behemas hefker. The discussion in Yerushalmi, there's a view in Yerushalmi that you're allowed to feed a behemas hefker chametz. Hisiv rab Yirmiyah v'atnil mefarer, so rab Yirmiyah kikros. Amal Rabbi Yossi lo amar lo mefarer mikivin shapiro batel. Ba'ayda amar da lo yachel chametz hayom afil leklavim. Harizaba lo osra bahana. Manan kayamin im lekalbo hohani isra hana. Elekyanan kayamin afil lekelev acherim. Zos ameres osa lachilin lebehemos hefker. Yerushalmi says, big chiddush, you're not allowed to feed an animal chametz, not your animal. That would be osra bahana, that's obvious. You're not allowed to feed a behemas hefker chametz. And what's it based on? Lo yeyachel, the same pasuk. The Rambam doesn't happen to paskin or mention this. The Nosei Kelim are divided whether he disagrees or thinks it's obvious. Not sure which I think. But this is a very fascinating halacha. What kind of halacha is this? What does lo yeyachel have to do with feeding a behemas hefker chametz? So without going, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. Rashi, I'm not going to go into detail, but 10, Rashi and Psachim seems not to agree. Rashi thinks you could feed a behemoth hefker chametz, but the Gosa Shri in 11 paskins this way. The Shulchan Aruch 12, Asr lahachel chemso b'pesach afilu behemoth acherim shal hefker. The Magen Avraham says, d'mahanehu kishosein lebehem. There's an Easter to be mahane, the chametz of Pesach, or to be nene. There's another Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Brura seized on, and understood that, oh, when you see the animals eating, you know, it gives you joy. I don't think that's what the Magen Avraham meant. In a word, this idea that you're not allowed to feed Yisuri Hana to a Behemas Hefker, which is Psak of many poskim, is that true in all Yisuri Hana? The way the Mishnah Brura read the Magen Avraham, that, oh, when you see the animal eating, it just makes you happy, right? That should apply to other Macholos Asuras as well. So there's a debate among the poskim whether or not this is a unique din in Chametz or applies to all Macholos, all Yisuri Hana. If it applies to all Yisuri Hana, then it's not our topic. The Gra, in particular, if you look at the Shaar Tzion, on number 16, the last line, Achem b'bira Gra, b'sif katan zayin, l'fi perish damesek Eliezer, muchach t'ledata dafka gabi Chametz Asar. Why? The answer is, let's go back to the first question. Why did the Rambam paskin like Chizkia that Yisuri Hana, right, is derived from Lo Yachel when he could have just said like Rav Avohu, who he paskins like in Hilchos Machlokes Asuras? The answer is because the Rambam was addressing this exact question. What is the nature of Yisur Chametz? Why is it focused in Hilchos Chametz and barely gets mentioned in Machlokes Asuras? And what is its status? Why does it have all these specialties? The Rambam's saying, even though we paskin like Rav Avohu, in this particular case, it was Chizkia who put his finger on the unique character of Chametz. And that is Lo Yeachel, the Nifal. The Isra of Chametz isn't just to eat it, it's to be Mitzura, to be connected to its being eaten. The Isra Hana of Chametz is not just a regular Isra Hana. It's an Isra Hana which the Rambam found it appropriate to integrate with Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. What's Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh? You don't eat it. You're connected to the chametz. Its very presence in your rishus is offensive. The Yisro Hanav Lo Yeyachel is an extension. True, I'm not eating it. Achilas Agavra, there isn't. But there's Achilas Achetza through Hanav. And the same way that the presence of chametz is a problem, right? Being associated with the consuming of chametz, even if you don't do it, is a problem as well. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says, to be machil behemas hefker chametz, it doesn't qualify for a regular Yisro Hanav because you're not nan. Even the Magen Avraham would say, you're mahaneh. What does it mean? You're mitzuraf to the consumption of this chametz. And what's the makar? Lo yeyachel. That's inappropriate. That's unacceptable. This is the case. Let's go back to the other Rambam that we spoke about before. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, like Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzishir is asur min haTorah. Right? And therefore in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, like we said before, he should have just paskined that chatzishir of chametz is asur. Why? Because chatzishir is asur min haTorah. That's what the Magen Mishnah said. It's based on the Gemara in Yuma, it's based on the Rambam Macholos Asur. But the Rambam doesn't say it. He has a separate makar that doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara in this connection. But what is that makar? Lo yeachel? Coincidence? The makar of the Yerushalmi? The makar that the Rambam didn't need for Yisuri Anah, which he integrated with Bayra Bayimatzeh? The answer is it's not a coincidence at all. The Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah ask questions. They say not only did the Rambam not need this, but it seems wrong because when you start quoting psukim that mention Achila, what are you really saying? Kazayas! So you want to prove you don't need a Kazayas and you're quoting psukim that speak about Kazayas. In the Gemara Numa, when they wanted to prove that there's a din of chatzishir, what do they say? Kol chelev, any chelev. But here we're quoting a pasuk of Achila, the Ramach says. It's the opposite. However, it's not lo yochal. It's, what is it?
Lo
yeachel. And I found much later that this is the Ha'ara, also the Malbim. The Malbim in number 23 says, Yeshav del ben pol ochal bekal ben anifal. Is on page 5, and he exactly quotes this Rambam. Shapal achal bekal musav ala adam ochel. When you eat the gavra, v'lo yikra ochel a kezayis shapokos mizeh nikra toim ki ta'amti ma'advash kemo shakasa b'sifra lekamon. Right? Aval nifal, skipping a line, musav ala davar v'yafim nechal kol shehu hagam shalo yikra achila mitzad ochel shalo achal rak tam. Meaning, when it comes to achila sachetza, right? Pachas mikashir is an achila too. Maybe it's not just even chatzishir. It's not. There's no malchus. There's no ma'isa. But the zeshikasa b'sifra shulachen shina b'yomar matzos yeachel b'nifal menachos v'lo tafas haloshen shadibar bo adata. Right, and then I'm skipping a line. He says, "Umizet ta'arem mekor adavar shekasev haRambam." Sha'ova chametz of Pesach afilu kol shuasa shenema lo yeyachel. Umeforshim yishonu v'achronim al yadu nisivosa ve'ayin hotzi davar zeh. Where'd he get it from? V'nei parash yeish yisod b'sifra. Exactly this idea. But let's take it a step further. This is exactly what the Beis Halevi said. The Beis Halevi discusses this problem in a different, couple of different contexts, not for details right now, because we're going to finish up in two more minutes. But basically, he took, for example, Korban Pesach. He says, well, you know, when it comes to Korban Pesach, maybe even eating less of the kezayis is a key. Because the din of Korban Pesach is more that the korban should be nechal, right? More than the, or in addition to the maitza achila, you should be involved, you should be mitzuruf with achilas haKorban Pesach. Whenever the focus is on achilas haChefta, not achilas haGabra, even pachus mikashir is considered an achil. So what emerges is whether it's Behemas Hefker or Yisuri Hanah, the connection to Bal Yirah, Chatzishir, and a few other things. Now what the Rambam is basically establishing, based on Lo Yachel, is that what's Asur in Chametz is not merely the Maisa Achila or being Nena from Chametz, it's being Mitzuraf to the presence and to the consumption, it's being associated with Chametz on Pesach. And this of course is the Yisod why there is the chumras of bedikas chametz and why there's a din of sreifa, etc. Let me just sum it up in this way. Basically, on the one hand, chametz is an iser zman, with all the kulas that should apply. Meaning, it was a staple of our diet. There's nothing wrong with chametz, There's nothing going to be wrong with chametz in a couple of hours or a couple of days either. But in the context of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, which is the beginning, the fledgling, you know, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos of Klal Yisrael, you know, getting ready for Matan Torah, the issue really was, how do you deal with liberation, chayrus? We say, Ein ben chorin elamisha osek b'torah b'mitzvos. Physical liberation is an amazing thing, but it can also be a dangerous thing. It feeds the expectation that it's all about you and what you want and, you know, being unshackled, you know, and having absolute choice and so on. The Torah perspective on freedom is that you need a directed freedom. And Rav Zatzal used to speak in all the time in anything he ever wrote or talked about the dialectic between man's initiative and his majesty on the one hand and his understanding that he needs to retreat and recoil, you know, and be redeemed on the other hand. There's no such thing as an unfettered liberty in the world of halacha. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael L'Fikach Kibbul and Torah Mitzvos means that the divine direction is the matir, and that's where we find the expression of our freedom. So the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the symbol of chametz as unrestricted growth, as something which, you know, is the opposite of Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, of the calibrated, careful process, right, that basically underscores the concept of being a mitzuveh, is something which is, becomes a noxious substance. And if that's the case, even its presence by Yorubay Matzah is unacceptable. It's important that that concept of unfettered chayrus, in contrast to the Ein Ben Chorin Elamish Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos, the chayrus of matzah rather than the chayrus of chametz, it's important that that be the unsurpassed symbol of the day. And therefore, basically, on a Torah level, the Isur Hana, the Isur Achila, the Din of Bayirah, on a Rabbanan level, the Isur Mashuhu, the Bedikas Chametz, etc., all of this really converges in order to establish that Chametz with Pesach is not only something which is also Bachila Bahana, precisely because it's an Isur Zman, it's more Chomor during this period, and therefore, Lo Ye'achel Chametz, even being associated with Chametz in this time of year, is something which is the antithesis of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So I wish you all a Chag Kosher Sameach. We should all have a meaningful Chag of Letzias Mitzrayim.